All right, we begin Masechta Shkalim today, and I'd like to just give you a hakdama or two. First of all, one thing we should at least know when we finish Masechta Shkalim, and that is that a shekel is made of four dinarim. A dinar, dalet yud nun resh, is like a quarter. It's a quarter of a shekel. So a shekel is a currency. And a dinar is a quarter of a shekel. Now, how much is a dinar? A dinar is 192 prutas. 192 prutas, if you figure a pruta is about a penny, so a dinar is about $1.92. So a dinar is 192 prutas. Now, 7 years ago, we did Masechta Shkalim here, the same way we're doing it now. And as Masechta Shkalim came up, every time I had a dinner, I pointed to someone and I said, every time we had dinner, I said, how many prutas is that? So most people just look down into the sefer. But eventually we came up with a simen. Now, if the simen works, it's good. If you think it's corny, forget it. But somebody sitting right here, you remember Rav Chaim? I think Dr. Kunin came up with a simen. He said, a dinner is kuf tzadik beis prutas. 192 prutas, kuf tzadik beis. Kuf tzadik beis in Hebrew is a butcher. A ketzev is a butcher. He said, well, for dinner, you go to the butcher to get dinner. So ketzev, kuf tzadik beis, dinarim aren't a pruta. And kuf tzadik beis prutas are in a dinner. Four dinarim in a shekel. So now, there's a mitzvah. This mesecht is primarily about the mitzvah to give a half a shekel every year to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how much is that going to cost you? How much is half a shekel? So it's not so scary after all, because half a shekel, if a shekel is four dinarim, half a shekel, the accountant is half a shekel is two dinarim, and two dinarim would amount to twice 192 prutis, or about 384 prutis. So it's not such an expensive mitzvah, certainly cheaper than an esrig. 384 prutas is less than $4. That's what we're talking about. So again, a shekel is 4 dinarim. And a dinner is 192 prutas. And the mitzvah we're talking about in this mesecta is a chatzi, to give a half a shekel all the time. Now, one more hakdama is that in this mesecta, the word shekel sometimes means half a shekel. Don't ask me why people talk that way, I don't know. But it's a rule in the Masechta that it uses the word shekel for half a shekel. So it says, Becha v'adam yashmien al ashkalim, it means on the chatzi shkalim. Now it gets very confusing if I tell you when I say shekel, it can mean chatzi shekel. So how are you supposed to know when I mean a shekel and when I mean a chatzi shekel? So it's a little confusing. But Chazal used the word selah. You learned Gemara, you had to coin a sela. A sela to mean a shekel. So, sela and shekel are synonymous. Just sela always means a shekel. And shekel sometimes means a chatzi shekel in this mesecta. So we didn't start yet. Everybody thoroughly confused? Okay, you got it? There's sela and a shekel are synonymous, but shekel sometimes means a chatzi shekel. And as I said, a seller, a shekel, has four dinarim, and each dinner is 192 prutas. Okay? In this blot, it's not going to come up, so you'll have to remember it means Hashem until it comes up next. And let's learn the Mishnah. Be'echad ba'adar mashmi'in al ashkalim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would announce that everyone should get ready to donate shkalim. The shkalim were collected, and they had to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Like Lahavdil to here, you gotta have it in by April 15th. There, you had to have it in by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You had to give your shekel, or your chatzi shekel, into the Beis Mikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. What did they do with this money? This money was used for the carbon seabor in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what they physically did is everyone sent their half a shekel, and they had a room. And this room was just full of coins. There were 1 million or 2 million chatzi shekels in that room. And they went in and they did Truma Salishcha. We're going to learn the Gemara. They went in three times a year with boxes and they took out boxes of coins, and from those boxes of coins, they bought the carbon tzibur, or the menachas of the tzibur, whatever the tzibur needed in that year. So this mesechta is about that mitzvah. The mitzvah to give a chatzi shekel, which is going to be used for the karbanis. Now the first Mishnah digresses, it mentions other things that were done in Adar. Becha ba'adar mashmiyim ala shkolim v'ala klayim. We're going to learn, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, that they also sent around people to make sure that there was no klayim, that in the fields that were growing wheat, let's say, that there were no vines growing. There should be no klayim there. And they would send out warnings that the officials are going to come around checking for your klayim, so clean up your field. On the 15th of Adar, they would lay the Megillah in the walled cities. Now, the Mishnah doesn't mention that on the 14th, they laid it everywhere else. We'll see that in the Gemara. And they also, the Bezdin sent out people to repair the roads and the Rechayvais, the wide areas, and the Mikvais. To take care of all the needs of the rabbin. Now, why did they do this in Adar? Because in Eretz Yisrael, as you know, the rainy season is now. It rains in Eretz Yisrael from now till Pesach. And after Pesach, it's dry. So when it would come the end of the rainy season, they had to fix the roads. It's like in New York, they have to fix the potholes after the winter. In Eretz Yisrael, after the rainy season, they would fix all these things that were ruined by the rains. And the Mekvois HaMayim, they had to check. Voice and Kol Tzarchei Rabim. The Gemara will give a list of other Tzarchei Rabim. Umitzaynin ala Kvarais, and they would make a simin on a kever. Kvarais in Eretz Yisrael had white pitch, white plaster put on the kever, so people should know not to become tummy, not to walk there. So the plaster would get ruined in the rain, and therefore they would go around after the rainy season and make sure to renew the simonim on the different kvarim. What will be interesting to you later in the Masechta is that it was not a minig in Klal Yisrael to put stones with names on it on kvarim. This minig is a relatively new minig. It's 500 years old. But in the time of the Mishnah, it was not the minig to put stones with names. All they did on a kever is they put white plaster to make a simon, a kainim shouldn't go there. When did that change? We'll have that towards the end of the Masechta. V'yotzin af al haklayim. Now, besides that, they sent out messengers to warn people about klayim. Then later in Adar, they would send out people, officials, that would go out and rip up the klayim in places where the farmer neglected it. So they would have people to go around, check the klayim, and make sure that no one has klayim. Again, klayim meaning a mixture of different peiris growing in the same place. Alright, so this is the Mishnah. Most of today's daf has to do with the shkolim and the mitzvah here about the shkolim. Now, before we start it, you should know the Yerushalmi has a much more difficult Aramaic. Maybe one time we'll have time, we'll discuss why. You would expect Yerushalmi to be in Hebrew, it's written in Yerushalayim, and the Gemara to be in Aramaic, but in fact, the Yerushalmi is written in Aramaic, and in Aramaic that most of us are not accustomed to. They're going to be words or language that we're not generally accustomed to from the Gemara.
Wasn't it written in Tzfat?
When I said Yerushalayim, I meant Eretz Yisrael. And it was written in Tzfat, it was written in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a different Hebrew. However, the style is very different. The lumdis, the hair-splitting style of the Bavli doesn't exist in Yerushalmi. One mile in Yerushalmi is you don't have a sugya for two blot. Never. It's always going to be a sugya, comes to an end. Sugya comes to an end. It doesn't have the derech halimud, the pilpul, that the Gemara calls the derech of the Bavlonium. That's not the style of Yerushalmi. So let's see, let's start the Gemara. Lama be'echad ba'adar. Why did they send out for shkolim on the first day of Adar? They shevir Yisrael shekleim ba'inasan. Why on the beginning of Adar? Well, if this man is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to get your donation there in time So they figure 30 days is good. We always say 30 days. Shloshim yom kaidem achag. You get ready for Yom Tov. So same thing here. 30 days before you announce so people could send their money. Now that explains Adar. That doesn't explain Nisan. Why is Nisan the beginning of the year for Shkalim? So the Gemara brings two pshatim. They should be able to give from the new coins for the karbonis of the next year, starting in the beginning of Nisan. Umar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak. That's like Omar. Okay, in Aramaic, in the Yerushalmi, Aleph's are missing. It's as if the printer had a shortage of Aleph's. There are a lot of names that don't have Aleph's, you just gotta stick it in. So here's like Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak. Trumas Halishcha Kitchilasa. Why do we start with the coins Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Kitchilasa. Like the first time in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, the Mishkan, the first time, was set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was set up, that was the first one. So if you want to know why Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first Mandiyama says simple. The very first year in the Midbar, they did it Nisan for a year. So next year was again Nisan. Next year was again Nisan. This repeated itself hundreds of years. So why is it always Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because the first year was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's logical that it would follow every year Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Very, very simple. That's pshat number one. Svara, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when it started. So every year it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rev Tebi, Rev Yeshua, B'Shem Kahana, says the second pshat. Nemar kan chodshei, v'nemala halon chodshei. By the truma it says chodshei hashana. And it says chodshei in a place where it's talking clearly about chodesh zezal lechem rosh chodashi. Ma chodshei sh'nemala halon. Ein moinin elaminisin. Av chodshei sh'nemar kan, ein moinin elaminisin. So the second man, the Yama says, it's a gzei reshava, that just like it says chodshei in one place, and it means rosh chodesh nisin, it says Chodshei in the second place, it also means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Amar Rabbi Yaina, Shavik Reb Toivi, Roshei Demas Nisa, V'amar Saifa. This last man, the Yamar, who brought Chodshei Chodshei, he left out the whole Braisa. He only brought the end of the Braisa, the Gzereshava of Chodshei Chodshei, Dalkein. Dalkein means it's not right to do it that way. Kahada Detani, so I'll bring the whole Braisa. I would think every month you take to Trumas Halishcha, you take coins. One month you take for all the months. I would think you take it any month. Nemerkan Chodshei, Nemelahalon Chodshei. Machodshish Nemelahalon is Nisan, Eimainin Elam in Nisan. Machodshish Nemerkan, Eimainin Elam in Nisan. So what do we have in this Gemara? Two reasons that we start Trumas Halishcha from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. One is a Svara. The Svara is, you do it the beginning of the year, every year. So you did it the first year, you do it the subsequent years. And the second reason is a Hekish Chodshei to Chodshei. That's the Gemara. Now here, I want to tell you, there's one Kler, one Chakira in Lamdis, that's throughout this Masechta, throughout the Sugyas of Shkalim, in Lamdis, and I'd like to share it with you now, and it's going to come up repeatedly throughout. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to give a chatzi shekel once a year. That's one of the Tayag mitzvahs, to give a chatzi shekel once a year around before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Naturally, today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there are no karbanis, so we usually do this on Purim time, we learn Parsha Shkalim, and we give the Matzis HaShekel in the shul. Why does the money go to a shul? Because a shul is a Migdash Ma'at. So it's like you give to the base of Migdash, you give a Chatzis Shekel to Migdash Ma'at. Why do we learn Parsha Shkalim? Because Be'achad Ba'adar Mashmiyim Al Shkalim. That's how we're Mekayim, what they used to do, Be'achad Ba'adar Mashmiyim Al Shkalim. What is the pshat in this mitzvah? There are two ways to understand the mitzvah of giving a chatzi shekel. Listen carefully. One way to learn is that, look, the Torah has karbonis tzibur. The Torah has karbonis that come from the tzibur. How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to get karbonis tzibur? Are you going to run around every time you need a carbon? So the Torah has a mitzvah. It's really a hechsher mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to give coins. Why? It's a way to be able to bring karbonis. In order to be able to bring karbonis, so the Torah set up a mitzvah to make donations. So once a year you make donations. It's a hechatimtza. It's a way. It's a hechsher mitzvah to bring karbonis. According to this understanding, this is a din in, it's a kachim din. It's a din in Seder Kachim. That part of the Beis HaMikdash is, you have karbonis tzibur. You have to pay for it. The giving of the shkalim is just a hechsher mitzvah for bringing karbonis. First way to learn. Easy way.
Should be in kachim then.
Oh, second, yeah. The second way to learn is know that two separate mitzvahs, two different things. There's a mitzvah to give a chatzi shekel every year. That's one mitzvah. And that mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. It's a Seder Mayidika mitzvah. Once a year you shake a lulav, once a year you eat matzah, once a year you give a chatzi shekel. Once you give the chatzi shekel, that chatzi shekel is also used for the Beis HaMikdash. We find such a thing in Kisisa. There's a mitzvah to give a chatzi shekel in Kisisa. Why? To count the Jews, right? You have to count the Jews. What do they do with that chatzi shekel? Anybody know? They made the Adonim with it. So it wasn't given for the Adonim. It was given as a mitzvah to count Yidden. Kisisa, the Midbar counted. Once it was done as a mitzvah of giving, Memela, they used it for the Adonim. So there's a second way to learn that shkalim is really sort of a mayid dikadin. It's a mitzvah shkalim. Once you give it, it doubles up. It's also something used for karbanis.
Wasn't shkalim also used for other things other than trumas halishka for fixing over the Beis
HaMikdash? The leftover monies were used for the fixing up of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, there was leftover money. They had to use it for something. You know, they had to use it. They didn't run a deficit in the Beis HaMikdash. They ran. They had more money than they needed.
Is that kind of from the giver?
The money was given.
But that doesn't change. What the money's used for doesn't change. These two tzadim of the shaila. What's used for is the Beis HaMikdash.
Is that additional? Sound more like a second
lashon. Alamaisa, we're going to see that it's a machlekes rishayim.
Could you ask the shayla?
We're going to see throughout the Masechta consistently that the Rambam holds the second way, and other rishayim hold differently. And I'll just explain a simple thing. The Taisis Yamtif asks, "What shkolim doing in Mayid?" Taisis Yamtif brings from Rav Shrira Gaon, from the Gaonim, "What's it doing here?" And the answer is, you're right. It belongs in Kachim. But just like we find, like Masechtas Nedarim is in Nashim. Why does Nedarim have to do with ladies? Why does Nazi have to do with ladies? It's just a smichus. Ksubis ended with Hamadir. So it went on to Nedarim. Nedarim is like Nazir, it went on. Just Agav. So the guy didn't say Kachim belongs, Shkalim belongs in Kachim. Belongs to say the Kachim. Why is it here? Because we already talked about Pesach Sheni, we talked about the Karbonis of Pesach Sheni, and there we discussed Karbonis Tzibur. So Memelo went into the Shkalim too. So the Gaonim hold, it's a Kachim Dikadim. It's a Kachim Masechta. Just got stuck into Mayid. The Rambam, which is really the first way, that's straight a Kachim Dikadim. The Rambam puts Hilchis Shkalim in Zmanim. Nedarim, he doesn't put in Nashim. In Shas, the Nedarim is a Nashim. But when the Rambam wrote his Shulchan Aruch, his Sefer Rambam, which is he stuck it where it belongs. This Shkalim he left in Zmanim. The understanding is that the Rambam understands that there are two dinim in the mitzvah of Shkalim. It's the mitzvah, the Mayid mitzvah of giving money, and it doubles as a Kachim mitzvah. Now that idea, that lumdis, is going to help us many times in the Gemara. The Gemara we just learned. How do you know it's a Nissen? First, the Gemara said a Svara. Kitchilasa, the first year was Nisan, so every year the cycle repeats itself. Then the Gemara says, no, we have Xerishava, Chache Chache. So the Mefarshim asks, what, if it's a Svara, why do you bring a Xerishava? If you have one limud, you can have a different limud. But it's a Svara, why do you have Xerishava? The answer is, what does the Svara tell us? The Svara is the Kachim Dikadin. That in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it the first year for Karbanis. So it repeats itself every year. Nothing to do with the mitzvah, just as you need Karbanis every year. Why do we have a Hekish, a Gzeres Shava? To tell you that the second din, the mitzvah of Mayed, of giving it a certain time, is also Dafkin Chaydish Nisan. That there are two aspects to it, and both aspects are the same time in Chaydish Nisan. Now obviously, throughout this Masechta, well, we're going to find a double pasuk or a double limud. We're going to try to see if it fits with this Hesber. That Masechta Shkalim, Mitzvah Shkalim, is two mitzvahs, like the Rambam. A Mayid mitzvah, once a year you give Shkalim, plus a Kachim mitzvah. You need Karbanis, so you do it. Now, Nafka Mina, by the way, is to find out what they did in the Bayesheni. Right, they had this thing that repeated itself every year. So every year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, right? It's like anything you do for a year, the next year comes around. The person has the yahrzeit a certain day. Every year comes around the same day. But after the Churban, they went through 70 years without the Shkalim. What did they do in the Bayesheni? Did they jump to Rosh Chodesh Nissan? What did they say? Well, I don't know what the date was. They built the Bayesheni. They just stopped from then. The Masechta is mashma, they did it again on Nisan. Masechta doesn't say Bayesheni was different. So it's mashma, that's taka din, chache chache. It's gzeres hakosav, it has to be in this. So at any rate, this is the mitzvah of this Masechta, and what we learned so far is just to establish that it's in the month of Nisan.
The two mitzvahs, one is on the Yachid, to give Masechta Shekhan, but the question is
for the Tzibur. It's a hechetimtza to provide for the Tzibur.
But it's a mitzvah of the
stick
to bring the
so this is the hechetimtza of how to bring it. It's a part of that mitzvah. Okay, we're up to Mahu Mashmiyin. About halfway down the Yomi.
But is the Talmud after the first
one? The coins themselves?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get to it. Good. Coins only have Kedushas Domim. They don't have Kedushas Aguf.
But if the mitzvah was just for counting,
right,
then you wouldn't be violating.
Well, if the mitzvah is just the counting, then it's a chefter shel mitzvah, it's no kedusha. But then when they use it for the adonim, it got kedusha sagov. Alright, let's see the Gemara. Mahu mashmiyin. What does it mean, mashmiyin al hashkalim? Rav Huna Omer, machrizin, you announce, heich ma da'at omar, that's some Aramaic, Yerushalmi language for kamaisha namar, as it says, v'yinu kol b'yudu b'yushalayim. They made announcements in Yudin Yerushalayim that people should bring the money. So, Memela, we know Machrizin. Tamon Taninon. There we learned. Ein Bein Adarishin La Adashayni Ela Mikra Megillah Mandas of Yainim. It's a Mishnah Megillah. In Megillah. Mishnah Megillah said, the Mishnayis, Pavli Yerushalmi, you know, are the same. So it says in the Mishnah, Adarishin, Adashayni, we only get one Pesach. The difference between Adarishin and Adarsheni is Mikra Megillah, Matanis Lev Yayin. Reb Simon, B'Shem Reb Yishua Ben Levi, Av Shimu Ashkolim, V'Kalayim Beinayim. Also announcing Shkolim and Kalayim is the difference between them. When do you think they announced the Shkolim? Which Adar?
It's 30 days before.
No, so it's going to be Adarsheni. We're saying, Mashmiyam al Ashkolim was also Adarsheni. Mm-hmm. Now the next line of the Gemara is on the Amid Beis. It's the Mefarshim take it out. Reb Chelbay, Rav Huna, Rab, Shem Reb Chiya, Rabba, Hakol Yatzim B'Yadash was Man Kriyasa. It's a Gemara, on, we're going to have it later, which was accidentally stuck in here. The Haggadah, they take it out. Amar Reb Yaisi. V'yos, and it's correct. It's correct to do it Adarishin. Why? And to do it Adarsheni. Why should I do Shkolim Adarsheni? Why not Adarishin? Why do you make announcements like Kadesh Yivi Yisrael Shekleim by Nasan? It's people should get it there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Im At Oma Ba'Adar Rishon. If you're going to send out an announcement, Adarishan, what's going to happen? Adkadayin is b'shita shita, ish b'shata shita nyayman. You're going to give them 60 days? If you bill someone 60 days ahead, you're never going to see the money. Because you get a bill that's due in 60 days, you put it in your drawer. You get a bill for 30 days, also people put it in their drawer, but okay. So they used to send out a bill for 30 days later, bring shkalim. But you don't want to do it adarishan, because then, you know, people are not going to send the money. So we did it adarshani. The same thing with the klayim. Klom omru yaitzen alaf a klayim. Loi kadei shiat smachim nikarim. Why did they go out this time of the year for klayim? Well, after the winter, adar is after the winter, things start to grow. Im oimer at ba adarishan. If you're going to send people out early in adarishan, at kedoin inun dekikin. At that time, the growths are too small. You want to wait, it should grow a little, and you can see what to pull out for klayim. Reb Chizki Yeshal, the Tikkun Chadidin here says that in the Yerushalmi, the word sha'al, in Bavli sha'al, means he asked. Means he didn't know he asked. Don't ask me why. In Yerushalmi, sha'al means he said. So the Tikkun Chadidin says that Kenu Sugis Yerushalmi b'chol makim dekamer sha'al eina lashin shayla ela shahaya barer be'enav. That's what it says here on the bottom in the Pirish called the Takla Chaditin. We have to thank the Takla Chaditin. I'll tell you why. In the Lemberg Shkolim, in the Lemberg Shas, Shkolim was 13 blot. Because they didn't have this Takla Chaditin on the bottom, and they probably didn't have the Mishnah Eliyahu. So you take it out, whole Shkolim was only 13 blot. Ramey Shapiro started Daf Yaimi in the century ago. Shkolim was 13 blot. Whatever we're going to do in 22 days, they had to do in 13 days. In 1975, when they made a CMS Shas in Manhattan Center, Rav Moshe and the Ger Rebbe got together, and they said that they're changing Daf Yaimi, that we're going to the 22 blot version, which is the Vilna Shas, that has this Taklachad. Taklachad is the Talmud Agra. It was put in Vilna. And that's why we have a 22 blot Yerushalmi. Otherwise, you have to, it's just as many words in 13 days. It should be a lot more difficult. But this Pirush, Takkun Chaditin, of the four Pirushim, is the best one. If for someone who's used to the Bavli. So if you're making a lane, you're learning it, that's really the first Mefarish to check. So
does that mean he's anyway, a declaration? He's saying, I'm declaring this statement here? What
so Shaul means he declared it, right, okay. Like he is there rhetorically. He said, don't you agree?
Don't you agree?
No. That's how he explains it. Back to the Gemara, Reb Chizkiya. Reb Chizkiya Shaul, me'ata b'nei bavel mashmiya ma'ashkolim reisha shal chayrif. Now listen to this. When the Beis Hamikdash stood, it's not only a mitzvah of people in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, you also have to send money. So Zav Chizkiya, a chiddush, he says that in Bavel, you have to make announcements at the beginning of the winter. Like Kadesh Yivi Yisrael Shekleim, Bayin Asan, V'chichur Chumas Halishka, Menachadosh HaBizmana, Be'echa Benissen. From Bavel, that's, what's that, Iraq. To get the money from Iraq to Yerushalayim before, UPS, so you had to send it out early. So in Bavel, they had to announce it in the winter. That's Chizkiya's Chiddush. So Amish is in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, you got to announce it earlier. Hisiv Rabula. Rabula asked, Kumei Ravmana. He asked him a kasha, Hataninan. We're going to learn later, Bishloisha Parakim Bishana, Tarmes Alishcha. 3 times a year, they had a ceremony. They had this room full of coins, and this room wasn't a place that Yisraelim could walk. It was in the Lishka. And they had this big ceremony where a Kayin went in with three boxes, and he took out 3 boxes of coins to buy for the next part of the year. They did it 3 times a year. Beprois HaPesach, 15 days, price is a half a month before Pesach. Price HaTzeres, half a month before Shavuos. Beprois HaChag, and half a month before Sukkos. Now the accountants among us will have a kasha on that.
That's not every night.
That's not dividing the year into three. It doesn't seem the right way to divide it. Okay, we'll see an answer. Gemara doesn't ask the question, we'll have an answer. But 3 times a year, they did it. Why they do it 3 times a year? So this Mandiyama, Ramana says, or Rabula says, Amalei, isn't it Neymar, shouldn't we say, Ilun de Craven, Beprisa Pesach? He says, no, they didn't bavel, they didn't send messengers in the winter. Everyone sent messengers Adar. So people were close. Their coins were used Pesach time, which is Nissan. Ilun de Rechaikim, Beprisa Tzeres. Those are 50 days away. Their coins were used Shavuos time. Ilun de Rechaikim in Hain, the ones far away, Beprisa Chag. Isn't pshat that their coins were used Sukkot time? So if so, you don't have to announce it in the winter. You have three times a year, you send your coins, whatever you send your coins. Amalei, so Chizki answered no. Kula ka'achasiba. All the coins had to come the same time. V'lama omru b'shloisha parakim. And why did they do the separation three times a year? Kidei lasais bepumbi. To make a big spiel out of it. Pumbi means like a parade, a public thing out of it. So that's why they did it three times a year, to make a big deal. But the coins have to come Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And that's the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara will discuss it again later. Everybody has to give Nissan. A carbon has to be from the whole Tzibor. So you have to get your coins in before the first carbon Tzibor, which is the Rosh Chodesh Nissan carbon. So you have to get your coins in time. And then all the coins went in a room, and they were all mixed. All the coins were like one, and then they separated and used it.
What happens if coins came late?
So the Gemara later in the Masechta is going to discuss what to do when the coins come late. If it comes late, what do you do then? So the Gemara will discuss it.
You say late after Rish Chodesh.
After Rish Chodesh, or even much late. There's a little piece of Agadita. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pozi, b'shem Rabbi, Henikra v'loy nivas. If I read these psukim, won't I tremble? He says he compares when Klal Yisrael did good things and when Klal Yisrael did things that were not so good. Litoiva, when it came time to giving money for something good like the Mishkan, kol nediv leiv, all the generous people donated. That's not everybody.
Right.
Some not generous people. Right. All the generous people donated. Lerah, when it came time for the Egel, for Yisparku Kalam, everybody gave. That's something. I was thinking it's not such a raya. Because when it came to giving for the Egel, they took their wives' jewelry. Yeah. So my wife's jewelry, that I can give. You want my money, you know, that's such a strong raya. Okay. Letaiva, Vayaitse Moshe Esa'am. When it was sent for something good, Moshe Rabbeinu had to summon the people. Nurah, Vatikun alai kulchem, the people came on their own. Litaiva, Oz Yosher Moshe, Ubnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had to get them to sing. Lurah, by the Meraglim, Vatisa Kalaidas, Kailam, Vayivko, they all did it on their own. So what's he saying? He's saying, look at this, when it comes to doing good things, you gotta get schlepped along. When it comes to doing bad things, the nature of a person, he gets caught up, he goes on his own. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba concurs, he says, Ochein ishkimu ishchisu. They got up early to do bad. Nature is that to do things that are not good, people run. To do things that are good, even if you decide to do good, there's still a shtikli yetzahara. He still holds you up. Not including Avraham Avinu, everybody else. Okay, you're right. Avraham Avinu is different. Omer of Abba Baracha, Einat Yochel Lamed Al Ufya Shalumazu. He's talking about us. Einat Yochel Lamed Al Ufya Shalumazu. It's hard to figure out these Jews. Nitvan LaEgel V'Noisnim. They ask the money for the Egel and they give. Nitvan LaMishkan, V'noisim, same people. How much later was it? You know, it was from, the Egel was Shiva Sabatai, Tatish above time. And the Mishkan was by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It was actually donated, in the beginning of Tishrei. So bang, from Av to Tishrei, they're giving for this, they're giving for that. That's where Jews are. You come to them. So Nitvan, yes, them for money, V'noisim. I remember I once had a Rebbe, very dramatic Rebbe. He once told us a story about Nitvan V'Noisnim. He made a point. He said a story. He said that his Zayda came across on a ship right after the Holocaust. So he arrived in America on Thursday or Friday, you know, his soul. So he came, you know, he had this little satchel with all his worldly possessions he sold. He had a few dollars, a cup of his, whatever he had. So who's he going to give it to hold on Shabbos? He wasn't going to carry his money. So he went in, he looked for a shul. He went to the rabbi. He told the rabbi, listen, it's Shabbos. I don't have any home. I don't have a place to put this. Hold my money till after Shabbos. So the rabbi took the money. After Shabbos, this greener comes to the rabbi again. He says, where's my money? So he says, what money? Who money? He says, you stole my money? He says, well, you have a chutzpah, a greener, right off the boat. You accuse the rov of stealing your money. Chased him out of the house. So this guy had one relative in America, was a butcher. Mm-hmm. And the way this Rebbe described it, this butcher had big hands, all cut up, you know, hands. And he walked in with his greener friend to the rabbi, and he bent over the desk, and he pounded on the table, and he said, Rabbi, give him his money. So the rabbi opens his drawer, and he gives him the money. And he turns to this greener, he says, you gotta know how to ask. You know, I gotta know how to ask. Yisrael nitvaim v'noisnim. If you know how to ask, you get it. The point that was made was that's the way we are. Nitvaim v'noisnim. If you're teveya somebody for good things, they give you. If you're some bad things, they give you bad things. It's all up to how much you're teveya. So really, we have to be teveya more. We probably do better if we're teveya more. No. But all right, at least for 3 weeks, I'll try to be Teveya. But if you're Teveya, the people show up. You see? It works for at least a night. Okay, let's see weiter. Tana, learned in a Braisa, Reb, somebody help me with that abbreviation, Reish Yud Beis Ches, Reb Yosef Bar Chanina, thank you, Hada Masnisa, this is a Braisa, Vasisa Kapayres of Tar, and you'll make the Kapayres out of pure gold, What you're saying, that these Jews, they give here, they give there, that's the pshat. The gold of the kapayres is mechapa for the gold of the eagle. Reb Chabi b'shem Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, sholosh trumos nemru b'parasha. Now you recognize from Rashi in Parashas Truma. Rashi in Parashas Truma says there are three trumas. Shloshe trumos nemru b'parasha. Parsha Zeis, Trumas Adonim. What was it? Trumas Adonim. That was the silver Chatzi Shekel that was given in Parshas Kisisa. They made the Adonim of the Mishkan from it. Trumas Shkolim. That's this Masechta. They gave coins for the Karbanis. Trumas HaMishkan, and the Truma they gave in the Mishkan, the whole list of the 13 different items. Davar Al B'nei Yisrael V'Yichuli Trumas Trumas Adonim. Meis kol shevet alibay tikhlas trumasi zu trumas kolim zaisa trumas shetikhu meitam zu trumas hamishkan. So you have three psukim, three times truma, trumas hamishkan lemishkan, the truma for building the mishkan. So the mishkan mashir tziyasu, give whatever you like. You can give gold, you give silver, you can give copper, anything you like. Trumas kolim lekarbon, the trumas hashekel, the chatzi shekel, was for karbonis, mashe yirtzu yasu. What does that mean? Mashe yirtzu yasu, for karbonis. It says, mashe yirtzu yasu, you can give anything you want. You can give pennies, dimes, nickels. You didn't have to give a silver chatzi shekel. You can give whatever you like. We'll have this later in the Masechta. If you can give shava kesef for the chatzi shekel. This is the annual chatzi shekel. And, kadeshi ayat kulam shava. And everyone gave an equal amount for the karbanis. Trumas adonim la'adonim. Ha'ashalayar b'hadal la'yamit. Now, you should know that the silver in the Mishkan, there was only silver in two spots. What was silver? The adonim, that was the base on which the wooden boards, where they were inserted, in the Ohel Ma'ayeh. That was made, the krashim was silver. And one other thing was silver, do you know what? No? In the Mishkan?
What do you call it?
If you forget, don't feel bad. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, right? Rashi in Pekudei says, Moshe Rabbeinu remembered eventually too. It says that they used silver for the Adonim, and Moshe Rabbeinu in Pekudei made a cheshbin. He couldn't understand. 600,000 Jews gave a chatzi shekel, 300,000 Chatzi Shkalim, a Shkalim made up the Adonim. But how many Jews were in the Midbar? Not 600,000. 300,000, 350. Okay. So there were more. Where's the rest of the silver? Moshe Rabbeinu was embarrassed. You know, he's giving them an accounting. You're calling an accountant, you make a cheshmer, it doesn't shtim. Until he remembered the Vavim. What are the Vavim? The Vavim are the hooks at the edge of the Mishkan on which the curtains were hung. Those Vavim, they're shaped like a Vav, on which on the pillars, not in the Mishkan, at the edge, in the circumference, the periphery of the Chatzar, there was these Vavim, and on that hang these curtains. So once I heard an interesting vart. We always say there were 600,000 Jews. We always say there were 600,000 Jews. 600,000 Jews makes a Rosh Hasharabim. But there weren't 600,000 Jews. There were 600, you're saying it's 604,000, 603,000, but anyway, I think it was 603,550, I think. Mm-hmm. There were 603,550 Jews. Right. So why does everyone forget these 3,550 Jews? Why everyone says 600,000? We know that there was an Erev Rav. Where was the Erev Rav? They traveled right outside the Anan. They traveled along right outside the Anan. And inside, now we don't know the exact number of the Erev Rav. But it may be that there were 600,000 Jews traveling in the Machne, exactly. And the 3550 were the ones outside. They were in the Shalom Acharecha. If that's correct, then it's beautiful. In the Mishkan, the 600,000 Jews gave a chatzi shekel. Where was that silver? The Adonim. Right in the middle. Right near the Menorah and the Aron. Right where it belongs. Another 3,550 Jews, the Erev Rav gave. Where were the Erev Rav? They were outside the Machaneh. The only thing in the Mishkan that was outside the Mishkan were the hooks. Because the Gemara says the Uriahs are the end of the Kedusha. So the hook, the tip of the hook was in, and the rest of the hook was out. So it's very beautiful that there were 600,000 Jews in the Machne, and there was the Adonim. Like, Min HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot about the Erev Rav. And then he had to be reminded, yeah, they're the Tegalongs. They're the other ones that are the hooks that were outside. So be that as it may, this is the Maskonas HaGemara. Three Trumas, one for each. Amr Ab Abayin, Af Beparsha Hazayis, Nema Bagimel Trumas, Matzah Shechel Trumah Lashem, Yitin Trumas Hashem, La says Trumas Hashem, it says the word Truma three times. The three times it says Truma are for these three Trumas. Alright, so now we digress. The Gemara goes on. We talked about the Shkalim till here. We had basically one Limud to tell us it's the month of Nisan, one to tell us everything had to be there by Rish Chodesh Nisan and the small piece of Agadita. The Gemara now digresses. We have a Tesva by Karen Samagilu B'Krachim. So the Gemara, Loikein Amar Reb Chelbay. This is the Reb Chelbay that was a Tosat Fos on the Yaman Aleph. Here it is. What's Reb Chelbay's Memra? Rav Huna Rav B'Shem Reb Chia Rabba. Hakol Yaitzim B'Yadalit Shuzman Kriyasa. He says everybody could also be Yaitza on the 14th, which is the Zman Kriyasa, which is the time for the Kriya. Now, if anybody's here for the 10 o'clock Mariv, I guess it'll be downstairs. The 10 o'clock Mariv will be downstairs, okay? What? Okay. Like in Amar of Chalba, Ronim Shem Reb Chia, Rabba, Hakol Yaitzim B'Yudal, Shuzman Kriyasa. Now, listen to this. You never had this in the Bavli. In the places where they laid the Megillah on the 15th, the Yerushalmi holds, Reb Chalbay holds, that B'di'evet, if you laid it on the 14th, you're also Yaitza. Let's say Yerushalayim is a walled city. Everyone knows, on Shushan Purim, they laid the Megillah. Reb Chalbay holds that Hakol Yaitzim B'yudal, which is Man Kriyasa. On the 14th, anybody could be Yaitza. Mm. You just have an option of the 15th. Mm. It says Bismanehem. Now here you have to stick in it says Zmanehem, Zmani Shalzeh, Inak Zmani Shalzeh. That they have different Zmanim. Loiboy Alalamdicha Shakol Mitzis and the Agas Badashani and Agas Bi Adarish. What's ma'akiv? Zmanim shalzeh, nekizmanim shalzeh. That if you do it in Adar Rishon, you're not yaitza. You have to do it Adar Sheni. But if you do it Yudalid, you're yaitza. That's his chiddush. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Yaisa, for Rabbi Achia, Havin Yosvin, these two people were sitting, Am Rabbi Yaisa or Rabbi Achia, Loi Mistavr Ela L'Sha'avar. It's not Mistavr, only Bidiyevet. What the Bavli Kos says, Bidiyevet, Yerushalmi calls L'Sha'avar. It's only Bidiyevet. Ava Lavoi, Loi L'Chadchila, you lay it on the 15th. V'atani Makim Shinogu L'Kroisa Shnei Yamim, Kairin Aisa Shnei Yamim. Because we learned, if you have a place that's a Sofik, where is there a Sofik? Which city in Eretz Yisrael lays 2 days, you know? Tveria. Tveria is a Sofik. So they lay 2 days. They lay the 14th and the 15th. So according to Reb Chelbai, why are they laying 2 days? If they lay the 14th, they yaitzim aman avshach. So it must be that l'chadchila you need both days. Amalei, oifan asavikain. I agree with you. I agree with you that it shouldn't be good b'di'evet. Even though Reb Chelbai held it is good b'di'evet.
How could the 14th be good b'di'evet? Somebody lanes in Yerushalayim on the 14th.
The hider.
How can that be b'di'evet if now the 15th is here and you have to lane on the 15th?
That's the next Gemara. Omer Emana, v'yos, and you're right. Ilu mishekara v'yodalid chayze v'kayra b'tezvav. If you say your dalit is good enough, so someone will lay on your dalit, why would he lay it again on the 15th? Shema ain't shaymin lai, imata aimekain, nimtsis oikas man karachim biyadecha. He's not going to listen to you. If you say 14th is good enough, he's not going to lay on the 15th. Imata aimekain, nimtsis oikas man karachim biyadecha. You're not going to have anybody laying the 15th. Now, poshit, this Gemara means in places of Safik, no one's going to lay the 15th. They have to lay the 14th because of a Safik. So the whole 15th is going to disappear. Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Mitzvah Hanayigis Ba'adar Sheni, Einam Nayigis Barishan. Chutz Mehespe V'tayinish Shein Shavim B'zeh B'zeh. Now we all know that. What does Purim Katan do for me? What do you gain for Purim Katan? You don't say Tachnun, right? That's the... No Tachnun and no Hespedim. What else do you do on Adar? But you don't know anything else on Purim. In yeshiva, they play shtick, but otherwise there's nothing else. So that's what Rosh Hashanah says. Mitzvah negas ba'adisheni, ain't negas barishin. Nothing from adisheni is naigan adarishin. Chutz mehespid v'taynis, sheisham b'zeh b'zeh. Hespid, taynis, tachnun. What? Toiv le mishtata. It's not a halacha. There's no chiv to make a suda. People make a suda because of it's an odd yom that's also best. But a betaynis vayisayt is a riboy simcha on that day. But it's not a din. It's not a halacha. He's saying all the halachas are not noy except this halacha. That's what he says. The Ramah says, but he doesn't say it's a halacha. You're not obligated to do it. He says it's an haga. Rabba, I told you aleph's are missing. This is like Reb Abba, Rabba, Reb Yirmiyah, b'shem Rav. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Yishuv ben Levi halacha k'Reb Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The only thing that's adarishin is hesped v'tainis. Rav Huna Rabba de Tzipayrin Amar hinig Reb Chanina Reb Chia b'Tzipayrin kahadad Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now here he's saying hinig loy omer ele hinig. He was noig that way. Avol lehalacha loy, but he wasn't mefarsim the halacha. There's something called halacha ve'imayrin kain. He wasn't mefarsim it. He was noig that way. If people will say tachnun, let them say tachnun. They say hesped, they say hesped. It was an haga that ein mayrin came. Avol in yishtarais, when you're writing subor ashtar, kaisvin adarishin v'adar sheini stam. Now, here we have a machloikis. Stam adar is the first or the second. This man diyama says, kaisvin adarishin, adar sheini stam. Stam adar is adar sheini. Reb Yehuda Aimer, Adarishin Stam Adarsheni Tinyan. The other way around, the main one is Adarishin, Adarsheni, you write Adarsheni. Now what we do in our shtaris is we write Adarishin, and Adarsheni, and Adarsheni. We don't get into Machloiksin. I want to tell you, as a Masada Kedushin, the hardest Siddha Kedushin is on the 30th day of Adarishin.
I got married that day.
You got married that day. You have Yiksuba?
Better.
Well, the wife
you have to stick it, right. Into the ksuba. It says, B'yayim so and so. They have a space. You can fit in, B'yam so-and-so, l'chaydesh so-and-so. How much room did it leave for chaydesh? You can picture already, there's a space for chaydesh. While we write, when it's the 30th day of Adar Rishon, we write in the Ksuba, Yom Shloishim Shal Adar HaRishon, Shehu Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSheni. That's what you gotta stick in. Most Ksubas, it doesn't fit. And alright, so that's, you know, that's what you need a rabbi for. But, we write Adar Rishon, we write Adar Sheni, and when it's Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day, we write both. Any time. It's Yom Lamed Shal Chodesh, such and such. Shehu Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Chodesh, such and such. Because we don't want to get a machlokes in, and we put in the entire lashon. Let's learn the next seven or eight lines on the next amid. The Mishnah said they did all tzarchei rabim. What are included in tzarchei elu hain tzarchei rabim? The Gemara borrows from Masechtas Mayit Katan a list of things that are tzarchei rabim. A chol mayed, you're allowed to do tzarchei rabim. What's included? A very interesting list. Elu ain't tzarchei rabim. Don in dine mominis, v'dine nefashis, dine makis. It's a chamayin. You're allowed to be don these dinim. Paidin erichin, you redeem erichin, v'charamim v'ekdeishais. Umashkin es asaita. You think chalamayid, you know, that's exactly the ideal chalamayid trip. To go see mashkin es asaita. V'sarfin es apara. Farfin egla harufa. Writes in Eved Ivri, they drill a hole in the ear of the Eved Ivri. Metarinus a Mitzaira, at least that's a good thing, you metar the Mitzaira. Mefarkinus a middle me'al gabi amayim. They removed the locks that were on the water storage areas. Ve'machzirin, you're allowed to break the lock that's a tzarech hamayit, you need water, but you're not allowed to relock it. Ve'machzirin oisam. Tamon taninon, mashkin beis hashalchin. Certain fields you're allowed to water on chalmayit. Umitzainin ala kvaris. And also, on Cholamayed, you're allowed to make a sign, Marker. The plaster on the Kvarim. In fact, the Gemara, like Kvar, Tzayinu Me'adar. What's going on? Amisha said on Adar, they made the white plaster on the Kvarim. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing it again, Cholamayed? Mm-hmm. So, the Gemara, V'tiftar, answer, She'yorat Shetef Shal Gishamim V'shatfu. In case there was rain. The rain doesn't always send Rosh Chodesh Adar. In case it rained, they re-plastered this year. If you go to the basic forest in Tzvas, nice. You see there are no real matzevis. Any matzeva there was added later. The old matzevis are just geschmiert, and somebody took a magic marker, a little paint, and painted on a name. But there are no real matzevis, because the old matzevis were just smeared a lime or plaster. Alright, so we finished 1/22nd of what we need to finish.